Rain for Res Life here, part 2. Part 1 summarized God's divine attributes, but wait, there's more. This same God is also full of compassion, grace, patience, loving-kindness, and faithfulness. He is permanent, steadfast, unmoving. He is the source of all that is true, noble, pure, and right. He is perfect with respect to power, knowledge, space, and time. God lacks no good thing. He is excellent and worthy of our praise. He is the creator of history, and all history will culminate with him, by him, for him, and to him. His judgments are right, requiring no appeal court processes. No one instructs him. He seeks no one's counsel. In fact, everyone must eventually answer to him. He is holy. None of his purposes can be thwarted. Get the picture? God is great because he is good. That is who Christians worship. All of life is all about him because of who he is. To live for anything else is to give ourselves to utterly inferior gods. So what about you? Are you living for something as great as the Christian God?